This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For you to say that you're comfortable with fake news getting posted, that that's okay.
Blaming mainstream media, blaming conservative media for losing the election, losing credibility, and losing readers. Their definition of fake news is anything that doesn't align with their leftist agenda.
Freedom of speech is staring down the barrel of a gun loaded by a cancer of global interests that have laid claim to the last remaining fragments of the First Amendment of the United States of America. RT reports former Congressman Ron Paul revealed a list of fake news journalists he claims are responsible for bogus wars and lies about Hillary Clinton's chances of winning the election. Journalists from CNN, The New York Times, and The Guardian are included. According to the report on his website, Ron Paul Liberty Report, this list contains the culprits who told us that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and lied us into multiple bogus wars. Paul claims the list is sourced and holds a lot more water than a list previously released by Melissa Zimdars, who is described by Zero Hedge as an ultra-liberal assistant professor of communications at Merrimack College. Zimdars' list in itself should be considered fake. A list containing actual fake news sites alongside true news-gathering alternative view sites that utilize a system of dissecting the mainstream narrative and its long history of fake reporting. Fake reporting is nothing new. Just ask Brian Williams.
After a ground fire incident in the desert during the Iraq War invasion, I made a mistake in recalling the events of 12 years ago. It did not take long to hear from some brave men and women in the air crews who were also in that desert. I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft.
With the loss of the globalist foothold and the quiet death of the Smith-Mundt Act in 2013, propaganda is being waged on all fronts. George Orwell said, "Threats to freedom of speech, writing, and action, though often trivial in isolation, are cumulative in their effect and, unless checked, lead to a general disrespect for the rights of the citizen."
Is the Constitution a living document? Open to interpretation, or is it something that must be read strictly and adhered to regardless of the day?
You know, Scott, that is the question that is asked constantly of judges. And so to talk about strict interpretation or living constitution, those are not words I use. And they're not words that I think have much meaning.
The very concept of objective truth is fading out of the world. Lies will pass into history. George Orwell.
You know, when we first got in there, started looking around and didn't find anything, I get that kind of sinking feeling that, uh-oh. And then time went on, and then we got tips, you know, I'll never forget the tip that there was crates buried, you know, and then the Euphrates River, they said, maybe these are them, and they sent frogmen, and there's nothing there.
In our age, there is no such thing as keeping out of politics. All issues are political issues, and politics itself is a mass of lies, evasions, folly, hatred, and schizophrenia. George Orwell.
You have to represent all of the people, and the people have to believe that. You have to have the rule of law that applies to everyone, not just to some of the people.
For those of you who are concerned about my using personal email, I understand. And I am sure they will reach the same conclusion they did when they looked at my emails for the last year. There is no hate here.
All the war propaganda, all the screaming and lies and hatred comes invariably from people who are not fighting. George Orwell.
You're helping us to destroy ISIL, and we will destroy them. You're keeping us safe.
The low-key announcement of additional troop deployments marked the 11th by the Obama administration in the last 27 months, each time ranging from 200 to 1,500, such that the total number of U.S. troops and advisors in Iraq will exceed 5,000 by the time the president leaves office.
It is up to the individual, emboldened by the rights of a the free press and the protection of the liberty passed down from the founders to control their own mind and their own destiny. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, the 22nd day of November, 2016. We're live. Stay with us.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
Today I would like to provide the American people with an update on the White House transition and our policy plans for the first 100 days. Our transition team is working very smoothly, efficiently, and effectively. Truly great and talented men and women, patriots indeed, are being brought in, and many will soon be a part of our government, helping us to make America great again. My agenda will be based on a simple core principle, putting America first. Whether it's producing steel, building cars, or curing disease, I want the next generation of production and innovation to happen right here on our great homeland, America, creating wealth and jobs for American workers. As part of this plan, I've asked my transition team to develop a list of executive actions we can take on day one to restore our laws and bring back our jobs. It's about time. These include the following: on trade, I am going to issue a notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potential disaster for our country. Instead, we will negotiate fair bilateral trade deals that bring jobs and industry back onto American shores. On energy, I will cancel job-killing restrictions on the production of American energy, including shale energy and clean coal, creating many millions of high-paying jobs. That's what we want. That's what we've been waiting for. On regulation, I will formulate a rule which says that for every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated. So important. On national security, I will ask the Department of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to develop a comprehensive plan to protect America's vital infrastructure from cyber attacks and all other form of attacks. On immigration, I will direct the Department of Labor to investigate all abuses of visa programs that undercut the American worker. On ethics reform, as part of our plan to drain the swamp, we will impose a 5-year ban on executive officials becoming lobbyists after they leave the administration, and a lifetime ban on executive officials lobbying on behalf of a foreign government. These are just a few of the steps we will take to reform Washington and rebuild our middle class. I will provide more updates in the coming days as we work together to make America great again for everyone. And I mean everyone.
It's Tuesday, October 22nd, 2016. We'll be here for the next 3 hours and 50-plus minutes. And, of course, there'll be InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Kind of feels like a Friday, even though it's a Tuesday, because a lot of people are going to obviously be taking off the next few days. We'll have some rebroadcasts, but also some original content and live feeds at InfoWars.com throughout the holiday, obviously, because this is not work for me. This is a very distinct honor and pleasure to be your host. I talked about it last week, and I'm going to say it again. A lot of very exciting things happening. Trump is delivering on every front. He is looking at appointing and talking about appointing some people I don't like Bolton. But on the actual policies he's already announcing, he is delivering. He also did something particularly delicious yesterday. He called in the corporate prostitute Decepticon fake news media and said, I hate you. You're lying scum. You're rats. Your system is collapsing. And basically, I don't want to work with you, so get out of here. This is beautiful. And I can tell you, laughing at the media is the times I've talked to Trump off air is something we do. Because they really are a joke. They are the enemy of this country. They must be denigrated. They must be hated. All respect must be removed from them. There's a big new study out via Canada and the UK. And there's two studies, actually. But it's out of Canada with a Canadian ambassador being interviewed, speaking about the studies, finding that, again, U.S. media is the most untrusted in the world after the European Union-controlled media and the U.K. media. And, of course, they're all lockstep with political correctness and globalism, a very, very exciting thing. But speaking of delivering, it's now official. You just heard him. On day one, they will signal we are leaving the TPP, which we never entered, but Obama signed us onto. He's also announcing the end of the carbon tax. We've been under 7 years, carbon regulations that are a tax, but Congress never ratified it. Congress rejected cap and trade in, what, 2003. So think about that. And then it rejected it again in 2006. Bush has tried it. Obama's tried it. Congress has rejected it. Let's see. It's actually three times I remember. So now, why are we under it? Just like the EU, almost every member nation never got to vote to enter it, like the UK. How in the hell are they then signed on to it? But let me not belabor that. That's just one of the big things he's announcing. Bye-bye carbon tax. Bye-bye TPP. Making America rich again. Trump stock market rally breaks all-time record. U.S. stocks hit high. Leaked document shows Trump does actually plan to build a wall. 1,989 miles planned for rapid build. 300 miles they've got. That's total wool. Obama admin fines police departments for not hiring non-citizens. No, they're actually hiring illegals to be the police officers. Tim Allen says Hollywood calls Trump a bully, then bullies anyone who supports him. Obama administration shuts down aerial surveillance on the border while saying we're facing an Al-Qaeda ISIS imminent attack. Cal exit. Secession effort begins signatures gathering on the California ballot. I say we cut California loose, folks, and build a wall. I'm serious. Cut it loose. Not because of the color of the people that are there, but because it is totally given over to bankruptcy, totally given over to gun control, totally given over to corruption. The elites there all have lawyers that write the laws to basically pay no taxes. While everything is written to rob the average person, it is a disaster. We either somehow recapture California politically, or it's a cancer that must be cut off. And I'm serious. I say cut it off. It will descend into bedlam and will look like Mexico City. And that's fine. But we cannot collapse into total tyranny. It's a beautiful state, wonderful people. But I have to tell you, when California finally does collapse, the migration of trendies will bring down any area they come to. Austin is under assault, infested by the laziest, stupidest, dumbest, most arrogant, horrible, politically correct demons, shuffling, waddling around in circles. And they're all the banshees and people that moved to California thinking it was the new heaven, the new nirvana, the new cloud nine, the new Valhalla. And then they destroy it even worse, and then they come here. To the point of, I mean, if my headquarters weren't in Austin, if I didn't have family from here and I wasn't from here, I would be pulling up right now. In fact, I'm actually looking in a few years, leaving these studios and leaving Austin. I just can't handle it. They have captured it. The defecation in the streets, the homeless people everywhere, the just nihilistic hatred of anything decent, running into the ground, the big mega banks tax exempt, robbing everyone, passing Agenda 21 laws so that, you know, your apartment's 200 feet and costs the same as 1,000 square foot. I mean, you want to get scammed and butt raped. Austin, Texas is the place for it to happen. And I'm sorry to use that mild French. I apologize. I'm going to stop it. I love Austin. It's a beautiful town, great people, but there's total election fraud, and you can't unseat the scum, and they just love it. They've destroyed California, and now they're destroying my beloved Texas. CalEx's secession effort begins signature gathering on the California ballot. Now, that's just some of the news on that front. Let me give you the splendid, delicious news. Well, let me just mention this, and I'll cover it after break. President-elect slams smug media in face-to-face at Trump Tower. We're in a room of liars. The deceitful, dishonest media who got it all wrong. Supposed to be an off-the-record meeting, but the Trump folks have confirmed this went on. He told them, look, I hate you. You hate me. Let's just be honest. You work for corporate execs that are fools. You've bankrupted yourselves. You have no credibility. And I just want to declare that you're scum. That's exactly what I'd tell them. The New York Times and stuff want to talk to me. I go, are you talking to me as a prop? To pretend? We're doing an interview. And I loved watching so-called journalists like Stephanopoulos and people scurrying out of there. And Wolf Blitzer looked like he'd been flogged with a cat of nine tails when he left. Donald Trump's media summit was an effing firing squad. He told Jeff Zucker, quote, I hate your network. Everyone at CNN is a liar and you should be ashamed. I'm sorry, this is just too good. Oh, it's too good. Trump knows exactly what to do. We must bankrupt these organizations. They're already financed by kingpins and drug dealers and every other criminal organization you can imagine. They want to bring the country down. You're going down. Whatever little sponsorship you've got left, everybody has to contact your sponsors and say, I will never use your product if I see your ad on there one more time. You want to bring down America? We're going to get in your face. We're going to lean on you and see how you like it, you little bullies. You bullied this country around a little too long. Now, there's a story from Steve Watson, and Breitbart is chewing him up for this, and that's his chief strategist. Obviously, there's some separation there with the writers. I don't control what my writers write. I just hire them because they're patriots and, you know, have a history of telling the truth. But Trump gives Hillary a pass. Breitbart leads with criticism. And this is what Conway is saying, that, well, he wants to be nice to her until he gets in. A Senator Sessions appointment means that's not the case. But just let Trump get in 58 days, then we'll see what happens. But it's not up to Trump. It's going to be up to the Attorney General and Justice. And I got a feeling justice is going to be served. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The Republican Party is going to be extinct. It's going to be relegated to the South, a party of old, racist, decrepit, baby boomer pieces of garbage, to quote the Democrats. To quote H. Skrilix. But it didn't work, did it? Instead, they're talking about the Democratic Party going extinct and the Republican establishment being run out on a rail or just absorbed by the Trumpian revolution. You know, there's a big article out dealing with Trump's son-in-law, who is one of his top advisors, Jared Kushner. And the headline from Forbes is that he won Trump the White House. That's the headline on drudgereport.com. You can see the cover of Forbes. And I think to a certain extent that's true, because he got Trump early on to mainly focus on the Internet and to realize, to see Trump's not big on the Internet, that that was already the new medium. They give him the credit for doing early videos that got 75 million views and stuff like that. Folks, we've got Trump 500 million views on our videos about Trump. I mean, I'm not trying to get credit for that. I'm just stating, if Forbes thinks 75 million views is a big deal, I can show them where the views are. Or Drudge probably sent, I don't know, 20 million people a day sometimes to pro-Trump info. But none of us get the credit. It's the globalists discrediting themselves and being so arrogant that gets the credit, and then it's the leakers. But the reason it is important to look at how we won this is so that we continue to repeat it and aren't arrogant. We have to deliver tax cuts. We have to deliver at least spending freezes. And we have to absolutely secure our borders. And we have to cut the billion-dollar fighter programs that are pieces of crap and actually have a strong defense military. And, of course, we have to get fair tariff deals. And we'll have such prosperity and such a boom that the era of socialism will be broken worldwide and the era of the robber barons will be over. And again, you had a lot of followers that kind of believed the mainstream media and thought it was invincible. But a lot of the reporters and people working for the system, they didn't really believe in it. They didn't like what was happening. And you're seeing that facade really collapse now. Now, there are the bitter, bitter, bitter people who believe in the whole false cosmology. They're going to become more psychopathic, and I'm talking about that in the next break, next segment. But just look at these numbers. Democratic Party going extinct. Administration is disintegrating. They don't have any of their top people. Everyone basically hates them. Dems serving donor class, not working class. Representative Ryan admits. And again, they are just so disconnected, so arrogant, they think they're invincible. Look at this headline. 96% hopeful. Polls show tremendous confidence in President Trump. And all the national polls show people that thought he would destroy the planet day one are now seeing the stock market go up. They're seeing confidence. They're seeing Ford announce it's coming back. They're seeing Apple talk about coming back. And then the media spins it and says, well, it was never clear that Ford was going to go to Mexico, so this isn't really a victory. Oh, really? They said they were going to Mexico with that SUV factory. The point is that there are economic things we can do to strengthen this nation and not just sell the country out. And they're still upset that's happening, and that's why they're so incredibly discredited. You can see that big scientific poll from Pew Research up on Infowars.com. I already talked about him delivering on the announcement day one in 58 days when he gets in to pull out of TPP, a foreign global government, to end the carbon taxes. They go, you're not allowed to do that, Hollande. The president of France lectured Trump yesterday from the national podium in France, from the Royal Palace. Said, you're not allowed to do that. No matter what you say, you're in it. Congress never voted to put us into that unilaterally. It's a fraud. But that's the arrogance with the communist Chinese and the French president, the socialist dirtbag, lecturing us. Now, when we come back, I want to read more of the quotes. And again, I don't believe mainstream media, but more than 20 agencies were represented there, and they all basically said the same thing. So now you know it's true. Plus, it fits with what I know Trump basically says behind the scenes. He just called them in and said, you're scum, you're liars, you're delusional, no one watches you. Why are you so arrogant? Why did you lie about me so much? Why do you put out fake tweets? Why do you put out fake statements? What the hell is Bloomberg doing, putting out fake tweets? What is your problem? Don't you know the American people see through you? How dare you not want to turn the economy back on so you can squat on top of people. That's what's going on behind the scenes. It's beautiful. They need to be read the riot act. Hey, scum, we see you. We know who you are, dirtbags.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time I look in the mirror.
Every time that I look.
All these lines
in my face get clearer.
The past is gone.
The past is gone.
It'll all go by like dust till dawn.
And it went by like dust to dawn.
Isn't that the way?
Isn't that the way?
This rendition is better than Aerosmith's. Well, I know. You've got to lose to know how to win. You've got all these globalists giving their money to their parents and grandparents. Totally arrogant, drunk on power because they didn't attain it themselves. Seeing themselves separate from us. What fools. creature. They're no different than us. Lived and learned when it comes to being human. They are different than us because they don't have the soul to truly empathize with their fellow humans. They're stunted. All right, let's get right into the really big, important news, obviously. Incredibly exciting things happening. Fukushima dodged a bullet, but narrowly. Be like a bullet going through your hair and, you know, cutting a swath through your hair, but not hitting you in the skull. Japan reported a 7.8. U.S. Geological saying 7.3, 7.6. It varied. That's about the strength that hit, what, 5-6 years ago and made those reactors explode that are still melting down into the Pacific Ocean today. And they were reporting that the tsunami was going to be 10 feet or higher when it came in, but it was only a few feet high, caused some flooding, but not any massive damage like you saw in that dramatic footage that we all witnessed when the big tsunami hit Fukushima before. So that is certainly some good news there. Continuing, we are having Black Friday specials that kick off each day and that run for 24 hours right through Friday, I guess right through the weekend. And today it is Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. Now, obviously, you would take potassium iodide. This is beyond that. It's pure iodine, true iodine, atomic iodine that goes into the thyroid and other glands so that you don't absorb the fluoride and the other garbage. And during a radiological event, the radioactive iodine is the most common fallout. But see, that's just an example. You want your thyroid filled with good iodine all the time so it's not absorbing all the other trash that's out there. Because it operates off halogen, off iodine. If it doesn't have that, it will absorb anything else to operate on. And you just see the record thyroid problems out there and the things that are going on. I've lost so much weight, been so much healthier now that I've been taking it 4 years. And I religiously take it now. And it's almost a crutch because, I'm going to be honest, I work out now a third of what I used to. And with the Supermel Vitality and Survival Shield X2 and things like that, and the DNA Force I take daily now, it's really a joke that I only work out now 2 or 3 times a week. And I was working out 6-7 days a week, and it just wasn't having the same effect. It was all because my whole metabolic system was not getting what it needed. So this is truly symbiotic. You get great products. You fund the tip of the spear operation, fighting the globalists. I want to thank you all for your support. Black Friday week, free speech special, 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We have the all-new Brain Force Plus has arrived, now 20% more in each bottle, and a stronger formula on top of that. What's plus plus, really? Bio-PCA, Black Friday special, that started yesterday. We're extending it a few days. 25% off on our ultimate new hair, skin, and nails formula. At $19.95, it is a joke level deal. It's now $14.96. That doesn't even make any money on that. That's a lost leader right now. Again, leading competitors have the same stuff in it and are $45, $50, $60 for one ingredient that's in it. It's ridiculous. That's what we do. I mean, take Knockout. We take 9 things that are known to help you get deep, restful, regenerating sleep, like lemon balm and chamomile and L-tryptophan and valerian root and melatonin and more. I remember saying a few years ago, I was sitting there sometimes having trouble sleeping, and my kids would sometimes too, so I'd give them a little melatonin tablet or a little bit of valerian root. And I was like, why am I buying this tincture from Whole Foods and this other thing, and this is $19 and this is $19, and I'm giving them both because, you know, together it works better. And I'm like, and I'm taking 2. That's $40. Let's see how much this stuff costs, organic, high quality. We went out and found out we could put 9 things in there, all the same dose as what other people do. It would cost probably $100 and sell it for $19.95. That's what we do. Super high quality, organic. It's an amazing deal. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And thank you for all the great 5-star reviews for the products on third-party site, Power Reviews, and others. Be sure and read those reviews for yourself. And it is your purchases that make everything we do here possible. So I want to thank you all again. And then we're going to try to help get your taxes cut. Again, it's all symbiotic. It's a non-zero-sum game. A 360 win is the coin of the realm here these days. I'm even hearing more in the culture now about 360 wins and wins all around, and you know, what do you call a win where everybody wins? It's a 360 win. And you can really do that, folks, with technology and what we've got. The problem is some people are going to be better than you or I at certain things. They're going to be more beautiful. They're going to be faster. They're going to be taller. They're going to be stronger. We're going to have gifts that they don't have. Together, we work together to build a better world. But you have to let people shine. You have to let people be winners. You have to let the best kids at something get the trophy. And not just give everyone a participation trophy. And tell your kids, sorry, you get a piece of pizza. Because then kids learn to fail, and they learn to win. But if you don't learn how to fail and deal with it, you become a butthurt wimp. And I'm telling you, it is basket case world out there, where about half the people, you can't criticize them, you can't tell them to fix something, you can't tell them to change something, or they take it personal. And that is the mark of losers. They are instilling that in us on purpose. They're trying to make the military where it can't chew people out or put people through dangerous situations. Well, then we're going to have a bunch of wimps, folks. You can't put the troops in red high heels and have them learn how to be trannies. And I'm not bashing trannies. The point is that's not where trannies are supposed to be. This is all just a mentally ill joke. But they take away our basic rights and give us these faux rights. I'm going to get into this right now. So, I'm going to get into fake news. I'm going to get into the leftist bullying. I want to break down the fact that their bullying went so far, it caused people to basically rebel. And as they saw people to start to wake up, they thought, oh, we better bully harder. Most people went along with political correctness just out of hospitality, just out of being nice. And it was done by increment early on with reasonable sounding things to set the precedent. But as it got over the top, people are done. They have broken with you. They will never listen to you again. There's no gimmick you can push that'll work. Even when the mainstream media tells the truth now, people don't listen to it. They do not believe it. You have self-immolated. You have blown yourselves up. You have poured 5 gallons of gasoline on yourselves and struck a match. And you didn't do it for a good cause, like a Buddhist monk. You did it for a bunch of disconnected, arrogant, corporate lackeys who thought they were going to shut down competition and show up innovation worldwide and play technocrat. Well, they may get their goal someday, but not without a hell of a fight. And it's hard to hold back innovation. It's hard to hold back people that want to be free. You may get 30, 40, 50% of people to be mind-numb, drooling zombies, but the 30, 40, 50% that aren't zombies are going to take action and wreck your world, Cupcake. If 3 or 4% of us take action against you politically and economically, we'll devastate you. But you're not facing 3 to 5% like you were in the Revolutionary War in 1776, 1782. You are now facing, my friends, 30% that are hardcore awake, who are now becoming confident, who are now reaching out to others. You cannot beat us. You can fight us. You can protract this for a long time. But incontrovertible, you have lost. You have failed. History shows it. The facts bear it out. Current analyses show it to be conclusive. The only way you can win is killing everyone in a giant nuclear war and releasing bioweapons. You can. The elite currently can still attempt to kill everybody. It's the only power they have left. Long term, they'll lose. And as long as we don't let the technocracy fully get in place so the elite controls it by computer and by robot, as long as we keep humans involved in the chain of command, the military is not going to let you do that. And I'm not saying they're angels. They're mercenaries, a lot of them. They want money. They want power. But they don't want to piss on prosperity and hurt grandma. They're more than happy to kill jihadis and stuff like that, but they're not looking to mount America's head on the wall, and you've now picked fights with the people that do the hanging. One good part of that movie, Elysium, when the corrupt president is bitching out her illegal mercenary commander, I could have you hung for what you've done. He goes, oh, really? Stabs her right in the neck, and he goes, we do the hanging around here. But there's all these disconnected wimps, these technocrats, never killed anybody, never broke anybody's neck, never punched somebody's nose into their head, never done anything, and they just sit here shooting their mouths off at everybody about how tough they are and how they're going to dominate everybody. No, you're not. Bully. You're not even good at bullying. I've had people cussing me out in public, walking up, brandishing guns, you name it, since Trump lost in Austin. And guess what? They always run off. They show the gun and then run off. They drive by and cuss at me and then drive off. Some of it's on tape. I'm just standing there. I'm not going anywhere. That said, though, I'm going to go ahead and set it up and go with full-time security. Not that I'm living in fear, but I have to go ahead and do it because, quite frankly, this is too important an operation. But that goes into expensing and things, and I don't want to cut back from what we do here in the operations. I want to bring in as much money as possible to throw every bit of coal in that furnace we can to get this locomotive of freedom going as fast as it can at ramming speed. I want as much wind in our sails to take us as fast as we can. It's all about the win, folks. And not winning because I want to be a, quote, winner like some trophy from a football game, but really defeating the tyrants. And that's the epic holy grail opportunity that Donald J. Trump has right now. It's amazing. So here is a clip of Tim Allen, the man's man, just a good, wholesome guy, not a right-winger, not a left-winger. I'd love to get him on the show. We never tried, but let's try. On Fox, just saying there is no information on Trump. Everything they say about him isn't true. You try to go find the statements, and it's always not what he said. It's taken out of context. It's twisted. And so the very people bullying everyone and are the ones saying that Trump is a bully. Here it is.
So, Gigi Hadid, right, mocking our next first lady, appropriate or not?
I don't think it's appropriate in that venue. But again, this is I'm not a spokesman for Hollywood. I'm a comedian.
Right.
So I get to tour around the country and I do comedy and I do a show that leans, we have a point of view. I think
your character is a conservative.
Well, a point of view, but it's written by liberals. We have a liberal staff. We have conservative.
That goes without saying. That's redundant.
But we have a sense of humor about ourselves and there's a point of view and there's a place to do it. What I think is, what I find odd in Hollywood is that they didn't like Trump because he was a bully. But if you had any kind of inkling that you were for Trump, you got bullied for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this, it gets a little hypocritical to me, is that you can now bully people, and you're always on the defense with this, but mostly what I'm finding is there's no source material for comedians.
That's it. There's no source material. There's nothing there. Bloomberg, again, on Sunday, put out a tweet. I couldn't believe it. It was just a made-up tweet saying, yeah, I ripped off 6,000 young people. Yeah, settled it, big deal. Donald Trump, quote, tweeted. What the hell? I mean, when Donald Trump does stuff that's real, like, oh, yeah, Snowden's a traitor, kill him. No, Trump, you're wrong. Or let him into an iPhone, give him a warrant. They want the keys to all the iPhones, Trump. I mean, you know, he's got blind spots, we all do. But there's not much there after that that isn't BS. And that's what's frustrating. Is that people run to me and go, he hates gay people, you know. And I'm like, okay, where's the quote? He does. I quite frankly thought it was over the top when he was like waving an LGBT flag at the RNC and everybody had a clap saying we got to be nice to all the gay people now. And the Republicans are all, yay. I just thought it was like, wow, he's got conservatives doing stuff they never do. And then the left just says he hates gay people. I mean, it's the upside down level of it all that makes your head spin. I mean, if they got away with these lies, we'd really be in trouble. The lies blew up in their face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trump's trying to unify people. But first, we've got to have a country to do it. Nobody's got open borders like this. They turn it into some personal attack. I can't just move to England or Mexico and just say, I'm here to have my baby free. They'd say, you're crazy. But you can come here and do it. You can go to Germany and do it. And again, they get the minorities in, they make them the majority, and they wind them up to be racist. We've got to change all that. Federal judge came out and told a bunch of bitching illegals, you know, hey, if you don't like Trump being the president, go to another country. Don't come here and bitch about it all day. I don't like go to China and complain about their president, even though he's not even elected. What are the communist Chinese doing involved in our elections? Again, How did we get to this point? Now, speaking of bullying, we're going to go to break here in a minute. I'm going to come back and get into it. And I'm going to get more into these quotes from Trump. The election is getting people uninvited to Thanksgiving. Americans say the idea of talking politics Thanksgiving is stressing them out. And it just goes on from there. I personally have been noticing this, seeing it. Everybody in the office says it's happening to them. And I want to make this point. I have hired Democrats before. I have thought we could wake them up. I have family friends and long-term friends that are liberals. I'm tolerant. I just think it's kind of a joke what they believe and how they've been conned. I'm nice to them. I have had people say, I'm not coming to your Thanksgiving, even though they've come other years, because of Trump. And I have had friends of the family say, I'm not coming to visit you this Christmas because we're not friends anymore. And I mean people that I've known for over a decade that have told me, I can't associate with you. Thank you for letting me know what type of person you were. I was tolerating you. And yeah, this shows you're in a cult. Because you're in a cult, folks, when you don't associate with somebody because you disagree with their Republican or Democratic views.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line, perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
The office freaking out over the former head of the campaign, Conway, going on TV and saying, oh, Trump, you know, thinks Hillary's been through enough. He's not planning to go after. Well, it's not the president's job to prosecute people. It's the attorney general he appoints. And Jeff Sessions is the number one constitutional attack dog And that signals he's going to do the right thing and step aside politically and not be involved. Now, quite frankly, I think the Democrats are smart enough to understand something, so I'll say this. Trump doesn't want to be political. He doesn't want to violate the law, so he's stepping aside. But Trump is very justice-oriented. That means vindictive in their nomenclature. And it is my belief that he's going to step aside and let the AG and or state AGs as well go after Hillary. Now, he doesn't want to telegraph that because then what happens? Let's think, folks. Who gives a pardon in the 58 days he's got left? Barack Hussein Obama. And then there's a pardon for Hitlery. So they want to either let him do the pardon and force that out in the open, or regardless, they're going to go ahead with a strong AG. All Trump can do is put an AG in of high credibility and high moral standing, who always does what he says he'll do. And probably one of the most honorable people in Congress is Walter Jones or Jeff Sessions. Congressman Jones and Jeff Sessions are known for doing exactly what they say they'll do to a compulsive level like Ron Paul. I mean, it's compulsive. Because I'm the type of guy that does what I say I'm going to do, but if things really change and it's going to hurt somebody if I do what I said I'll do, I'll try to explain to them, hey, I think we should do something different. Those guys won't even argue it. They'll just do it no matter what. Very dogged is the way I would describe it. You talk about attack dogs. I mean, this is it, like a bunch of hounds going after, you know, a wolf or whatever. So it's on. It's on. And they know that. And I would expect Trump to not be sitting there poking Hillary and poking Obama. And here's the deal. I was told over a week ago by multiple sources. I talked to another source. Everybody knows. He checked. He said, yeah, no, that's dead on. Chelsea is over there. Chelsea's been meeting with Trump's daughter, oldest daughter, and Kushner's wife, and is just begging, please don't indict my mommy and my daddy. And the word is then the Democrats will leave Trump alone if they win in 4 or 8 years, and they'll do the same cover your butt program. Well, you know what? Trump doesn't need that. Trump isn't going to run a corrupt ship. Trump really runs things by the book, has top law firms certify everything. He's firing all the lobbyists right now, again, delivering on every promise. So this is a big deal. This is a big deal. You know, I said I'd get into the bullying, and we're going to do that when we start the next hour, because all over the country, people I know, staff here, I mean, multiple crew members are not having Thanksgiving with their parents. They're not having Thanksgiving with their children. Maybe I can get some of them to actually come on air. I didn't ask one of them yesterday if he wanted to tell a story on air. And I mean, I know his parents, too. They're nice people, man, but they are flipped out. Especially one guy's mom is to the point that she didn't. I mean, I know people aren't getting out of bed, folks. We're talking almost 2 weeks into this, and people are in their beds. I mean, this is crazy town. This is crazy town, folks. Because they really believe a guy that loves Hitler just got elected. They believe all the crap. And they're the minority, but they are susceptible. And I'll tell you who they mainly are. It's white people. The really weird stuff I'm getting from white people, mainly white liberals and baby boomers who just, they've always been the heroes their whole lives. They were fighting the right wingers. They were fighting the, you know, this and that. And they just are heroes in their minds. And they have no respect for anybody else or their views or their opinions. And I've had two different people I know who I hardly ever even seen, but, you know, who are, I just invite to come over, because I don't do a lot of entertaining, but I do around Christmas and other holidays. I have like 50 people at my house sometimes. And they're like, oh, we're not going to be coming. I'm like, all right. And then like another email, you know, because Trump, yeah, you understand, right? I'm like, oh, bullshit. Don't let the door hit you on your ass out the door. I am pretty darn reclusive. And I only have people around like twice a year, or, you know, here and there for my kids to have pool parties or whatever.